Being high value has nothing to do with what you look like. It has nothing to do with how much money you have, what kind of education you have, what kind of career you have, where you're from, who you're friends with. It has nothing to do with any of those external, superficial things. Being high value is how you show up in this world, how people feel around you, your character, your integrity. That is what makes you high value. The way that you behave around other people, the way that you behave around yourself, how you treat yourself, how you treat others, okay? So in this video, I'm going to give you six things, six behaviors that high value people do not do, okay? The first thing that high value people do not do is apologize for things that they don't need to apologize for. So what does this mean? High value people do not apologize for doing their job. They don't say sorry to people for needing to move past them, right? A lot of people will say sorry to me because they need to walk past me. Like they'll be like, oh, excuse me, so sorry, I just need to get by. Why are you apologizing for this? You've done nothing wrong. Like you've done nothing where you have to apologize for. Right? High value people don't apologize for having opinions and preferences. Like let's say someone brings you something, your waiter brings you your food, and it's not done correctly. They're missing an ingredient or they didn't cook it the way that you asked them to cook it. You're not gonna apologize, right? High value people aren't gonna be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. This isn't cooked right. Can you fix it? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to be a bother, but like, can you please fix it? Like, no, you've done nothing wrong. They made a mistake. They should be apologizing to you. High value people don't apologize for saying no to things, right? Like let's say someone is asking you to hang out and you don't want to hang out that day because you have other things to do, right? You're not going to apologize and say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I can't see you. I'm so sorry. I'm too busy. I'm so sorry. No, you have nothing to apologize for. You only apologize when you've actually done something wrong, whether it's intentional or unintentional. If you've hurt someone with your actions, then there's a reason to apologize, right? But if you're just simply living your life, trying to have a preference for yourself, trying to move around the street, right? And ask people to scoot over so that way you can walk or you can sit somewhere, like that is not something you need to apologize for. The second thing that high value people do not do is overshare. They don't tell every single person every single thing about themselves. High value people are very intentional about what information they share. The reason for this isn't because they're trying to be mysterious and trying to be secretive. It's not about that. It's because high value people understand that they can't necessarily trust every single person that they meet because not everyone is confident, right? A lot of things that happen where people will take advantage of you or people will sabotage you, it comes from a place of insecurity. It's not always malicious intention, right? There's a very small percentage of people that are actually genuinely evil and genuinely want to hurt others. A lot of the things that people do to hurt others, they do it because they're insecure about something within themselves. It usually comes from a place of insecurity, right? High value people understand that there's a lot of insecure people out here. And before you tell someone information that could potentially be used against you or put yourself in a vulnerable position, you want to make sure that the person you're sharing this with can actually handle this information. You want to make sure that you're in a safe space, right? So high value people do not just give out information about themselves freely to others because they don't trust everyone right away, okay? If you easily trust everyone around you and you tell them everything about yourself and you give everything to everybody, that shows that you don't value yourself that much because you're not waiting to see if someone is actually going to be there for you. You're just like basically being desperate in the friendship, right? And high value people are anything but desperate. And I'll tell you this right now. If someone does want to sabotage you, a lot of the times what they'll do is they'll overshare information with you to make you feel like you're in a safe space because they've shared so much personal stuff with you. And then that way, when you share the personal stuff, you're being genuine. So they're gonna be more easily able to take advantage of that because they got it out of you in a vulnerable way. Whereas a lot of the personal stuff they told you could have been a lie. It could have been made up, or it could have been something that isn't so sensitive for them because they're only telling you that so that way you feel comfortable telling them personal things about yourself. High value people understand this. They understand that not everyone is confident, not everyone has integrity, not everyone is high value in that sense, right? And so you have to be careful what you share with people. It's not about judging others and being distrustful and feeling like, oh my gosh, everyone's out to get you. It's not that everyone's out to get you. It's that you need to make sure that who you're sharing these things with are actually thinking in your best interest, and they're actually people that you align with. Because what's the point of oversharing your whole life story with someone and then they don't end up being your friend, right? Or they don't end up being in your life and you never see them again. It's emotionally exhausting. So high value people also keep things to themselves because it's just a lot of work to emotionally connect with someone and share a lot of information with someone when you don't even really know if you want to be in their life. You don't really even know if you want to be with them yet, like as a friend, as a business partner, as a romantic partner. You don't know yet. So it's like, let's save that deep talk for later once we already know we get along, right? High value people are very protective of their time. They're not gonna waste their time doing anything or forming relationships with people until they know that they want to form a relationship with someone. The third thing that high value people do not do is argue with people without having some sort of intention. High value people are going to have discussions with others, expressing their viewpoints, and they're going to come to some kind of resolution. They don't feel the need to raise their voice at people for no reason. They don't feel the need to insult others and try to belittle others because they're not insecure, right? Arguing and yelling at people and calling them names and trying to knock others down, it comes from a place of being insecure in yourself. So high value people are very confident in themselves, and they're not going to try to bring others down or try to win the argument just for the sake of winning the argument and being right. High value people have no problem admitting that they've done something wrong. They have no problem admitting that they've made a mistake. They have no problem coming to agreements with people and compromising with people because they understand that a good relationship is more valuable than being right or winning the argument. So high value people are not just going to argue and throw low blows at people and insult people and try to like knock others down and be right all the time. Like, they're gonna argue with a sense of intention. They're gonna argue, and it's not really called arguing. I would call it more as having a discussion, because high value people tend to not really get into the typical argument that you would see, like two people yelling at each other, calling each other names, insulting each other, calling each other out, right? This is not the typical interaction that a high value person is going to have when they have a disagreement. They're typically going to simply express how they feel about things, express their point of view. The other person is gonna express their point of view. They're gonna try to come to an understanding. They're gonna figure out a way to move forward and either maintain the friendship or maybe take a step back from the friendship, right? They're gonna come to some sort of resolution. It's not about feeding their ego. It's not about being right. It's not about having the thrill of arguing, right? Because a lot of people who aren't high value, they like the drama. They like to argue. Even if they say they don't like to argue and they say they just want peace, they feel bored without it. They feel like when something goes wrong, their initial instinct is to blow it up and make it a huge argument instead of just trying to calmly work through it in the best interest of everyone involved. The fourth thing that high value people do not do is they do not sacrifice or compromise their own well-being in order to please others. So this goes back to being able to tell people no, being able to say, no, I don't like this food. It wasn't cooked properly. No, I don't like these clothes. I want a different color. I'd love to hang out with you, but I'm not available this week. You know, they're able to communicate and tell people no. This can also be called not being a people pleaser. I think the word people pleaser sounds really nice, and it's not very accurate, because it makes you think like, oh, I just like to please people. I'm just so nice. I just like to please people. But really what being a people pleaser is that you're compromising your own well-being. You're abandoning yourself in order to please others, in order to make others happy. You're putting other people's needs and wants and health and well-being and happiness over your own. But high value people understand that in order to show up as their best version in their relationships, they have to show up for themselves first. People will respect you telling them no 100 times more than you telling them yes and then resenting them for it. Because that's what happens when you compromise on your own standards or your own preferences in order to please others. You resent them for it. You expect something in return, right? This is going to cause a lot of arguments in your relationships if it hasn't already. I'm sure you've experienced this before, where you overgive to someone else, and then when given the opportunity, they don't do the same thing for you. And then you're like, wait a minute, but I did that for you. How come you're not going to do it for me? And then they're going to tell you, well, I didn't ask you to do that for me. And then you're going to be more angry because you'll understand that they're right. They didn't ask me to do that. I just did that to be nice because I wanted to please them. I wanted to get validation from them. And now they're not giving it back to me. So I care more what they think, but they don't care more what I think, right? So that can be a very stressful feeling to have, because you start to realize that other people don't put the same importance on your feelings that you put on their feelings. And so that is why high value people understand the best way to have healthy relationships is to have healthy boundaries. It's to tell people no, is to put yourself first. Because when you do all of those things, all of your relationships go well, right? There's no resentments. You don't expect them to show up in any type of way because you're not doing extra for them in hopes that they're gonna validate you, right? You're being yourself. You're allowing the other person to be themselves, and the relationship can be healthy. The fifth thing that high value people do not do is complain without taking action. So low value people will oftentimes complain about a lot of different things, but they won't necessarily do anything about it. So this again has to do with being addicted to negative energy, being addicted to drama, being addicted to being a victim and staying where you are. And high value people do not resonate with this. High value people see themselves as being very capable, as being able to create their reality, being able to get what they want out of life. And so if they're going to complain about something like their job or their relationships or their physical body, their health, they're not just going to complain about it. They're going to feel that complaint. They're going to understand, okay, there's something wrong. This isn't what I want it to be. And then they're going to learn more information or take action that will help them change that thing. They're not just going to be like, oh, I'm overweight and I hate the way I look. And then every day they look in the mirror and they say, oh, I hate the way I look. Oh, I hate the way I look. Why am I overweight? Why did my parents feed me so much food? Why did my parents feed me such unhealthy foods? Why do grocery stores sell such unhealthy food, right? Instead of blaming everyone else and staying in that victim mindset, they're going to say, oh, I don't like the way I look. I don't like that my parents fed me all this processed food. I became an adult and I carried all this weight from childhood and all these bad habits from childhood because my parents didn't raise me right. That sucks. What can I do now? How can I fix this now? How can I eat healthier now? How can I make it so I don't have to complain about this anymore, right? So high value people see a complaint and they realize that that means they need to do something so they don't have to complain about it anymore. Low value people complain, feel the thrill that comes from complaining and being negative, and they stay there and they don't actually do anything about it. High value people will complain about how they don't feel appreciated at work, and they will say, okay, that means I need to find another job. That means I need to start my own business. That means I need to have a conversation with my coworkers or with my boss so that way we understand each other better and I don't feel unappreciated at work, right? They're going to take action steps to solve the problem. They're not just going to complain every single day and continue affirming how horrible their life is, because they understand that they're very capable and they do have power to change their lives. They're very confident. The sixth thing that high value people do not do is fight over little pocket change at the expense of big dollars. So instead of fighting on the phone with customer service to get back $7.99 that you were charged a fee for some random thing, they're gonna spend that time trying to attract or create $100. Right? They're not going to waste their time arguing or trying to fight over little things, little small amounts of money, when they see the bigger picture and understand that they can put their energy elsewhere and it's going to give them a bigger return on their investment, right? Same thing goes for negotiations. So high value people aren't going to be greedy when it comes to business. They're not going to try to get all the thing and do the whole thing themselves. They understand that by sharing more with others, they collaborate with others, and that means overall they're going to attract more money. They're going to attract more opportunities, right? Because they're working with someone else and they're allowing the other person to feel valued, that's going to contribute positive things to the partnership. This also goes back to arguments, right? Instead of arguing and wanting to be right in the relationship, they understand that it may not feel good right now to compromise and tell the other person that they're right and they can have something that they want. It may not feel good in the moment, but they understand that in the long run, they're going to have a better relationship overall. When it comes to running their business, they understand that, okay, I can do everything myself and it's not gonna cost anything, right? It's not going to cost me any money out of my pocket, but it's going to take a lot of time for me. When I can just pay a certain amount to someone else to do the same thing, and then the time that I now have, I can put towards thinking about more ideas that are going to generate more income for me. So this is all about having a big picture mindset and not looking at the small little details, but looking at the big picture and seeing what's actually going to benefit me the most in the long term. Not just right now, not just little pennies right now, but like big dollar bills, okay, big money. What's that going to actually look like for me? And how can I make that my reality right now instead of fighting over pennies? If you resonate with this and you want to take your life to the next level, check out the link in my description for all of my self-improvement resources. Love you, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye. Mwah.